real.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, expect a clear sky, low 71, with calm winds by midnight. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and hot, high 101, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear Friday night, low 71, sunny for Saturday, high 98, clear Saturday night, low 69. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 88 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung, America! This is the Germanic warlord and your Panzer Group leader speaking to the Nation Direct tonight. Welcome all to Radio Free Western America. And this is Cult and Werewolf Radio being broadcast from my wolf's lair and Führerbunker, deep inside the mountain fortress and stronghold of Arizona, and behind enemy lines. As the nation is again under assault. I am the Obergruppenführer of Arizona, and my stormtroopers surround the radio station perimeter with guns drawn to protect his very powerful message and broadcast, mein Kameraden. And this time around, we will protect our Germanic castle on the Rhine. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of darkness, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and against spiritual wickedness in high places like the Congress. As you must put on the full armor of God, so that you may stand your ground against the devil's armies and schemes. The border crisis is real. Yuma has declared an emergency, so have parts of New Mexico. And it sounds a lot like this on our border with Mexico.
Robert Crooks is a retired salesman who goes to the border each day to keep watch. He is a member of the Mountain Minutemen Militia, also known as the Patriot Point Posse. He's patrolling an area just 50 kilometers from the Mexican city of Tijuana, where several thousand migrants arrived recently with the aim of getting to the U.S. If he sees a migrant, he informs border police and tries to deter them.
Go home. It's over. Donald Trump's president. Obama's not in no more. It's over.
On patrol, he comes across a border police officer.
Catch a shift change?
Not yet.
The authorities cannot stop him from patrolling or from being armed, but they have said that the vigilantes are a problem for them. Further on, he meets another Mountain Minuteman. They put drug traffickers and the people in migrant caravans in the same bag.
I haven't had any good experiences with these people, by and large. And 90% of the Hispanics I know are they're not good.
This is another vigilante group, the Arizona State Militia, which acts more like an army with rankings, uniforms, and weaponry. The local sheriff does not welcome their presence on Arizona's border with Mexico, but they say they're not breaking the law.
But it's okay to politically correct, call us racist and everything else. That's all right. I prefer the term domestic extremist. Because if getting off the couch and doing something is extreme, then yeah, I'm an extremist.
They train even though they have no authority to make arrests, let alone shoot at people. Robert
Crooks. Well, I would say this, that this past week, the big story that many people missed was the fact that Mexican troops drew guns on American soldiers on the U.S. side of the border. The U.S. forces were conducting routine surveillance. Mexican troops questioned two U.S. soldiers along the two countries' border earlier this month. The soldiers were in an unmarked customs and border vehicle near the southwest border in the vicinity of Clint, Texas. The Mexican forces drew their weapons when they saw the two U.S. soldiers and ordered the U.S. troops to return their weapons to one of their military vehicles. The two American servicemen obliged the Mexican forces in an attempt to de-escalate a potentially volatile and dangerous situation. Now, some would say that the soldiers defied the president's direct orders, which were, if confronted with weapons, to respond with force. But the truth is, America is dead. The two soldiers just proved it by their actions. Decades ago, that stunt pulled by the Mexicans would have never, ever been thought of or even done. A brazen stunt on U.S. soil, disarming our own military. I have a very hard time with U.S. soldiers on U.S. soil putting down their weapons. I do understand the need to sometimes de-escalate a situation, no doubt. However, it looks and smells like surrender to me. We support our troops. We don't support this kind of inaction. America has surrendered its national sovereignty to the UN, a third world evil UN globalist country such as Mexico and the globalist satanic cabal. At the rate this country is going, there will be no need for a wall, since half of the population of Mexico and Central America is already inside the United States. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Our VIP guest is Alexander Davis, America's number one deplorable. I salute you all. We're ready to start the show. We're ready to go.
Lies and corporate greed? Does your family have health care? Can you support your family? Voice of Democracy Arizona is the program that fights for people's rights. We talk about issues that affect your family and your community. Listen to Voice of Democracy Arizona on 1100 KFNX and be informed. Talk about public issues in Arizona and the USA, how politics affects you. Call the show at 602-277-KFNX.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Ask yourself what you will miss more, your children or cigarettes. As long as I can remember, my mother smoked. She died from lung cancer when I was 16. I could not take the chance of continuing smoking and not being here for my daughter. I know how much I needed my mom still, and I didn't realize it until I had lost her.
You're not just quitting for yourself. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Attention business owners, do you have enough high-quality clients and repeat customers? Are you ready to discover a new way to market your business and save money? Avantage is the hottest new online marketplace to connect and promote local businesses and freelancers. Collaborate, gain quality clients, and grow your business. And the best part, our platform is completely free. That's right, it's free. Avantage is the local business advantage. Join today at Avantage.com and receive a free gift. That's AVONTAGE.com.
Vern Grimsley uses parables, short stories, and historical references to bring to life the dynamic spiritual message of Jesus of Nazareth and the incredible potential within each of us that can be activated by faith in God and service to others. Sundays at 8:15 a.m.
Ask Talk Radio.
Sundays at 3.
Just me, nurse-to-be. Registered nurse, retired, U.S. Navy. Patient advocate, legal nurse consultant. Health and law, I do it all. Sundays at 3, be here.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Therapeutic massage with Trigger Point Therapy. This is real lasting pain relief. But Trigger Point Therapy corrects the problem that's causing the pain at the source, even decades-old pain. Go to illfixyou.com.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt the Barbarian.
The Von Weehunt Show, giving light and hope to a very dark world. We will have our VIP guests on here shortly. It's Alexander Davis, the number one deplorable in the country. We have him on for a segment or so. Just know that you are very powerful spiritual beings listening to this show tonight. Though we want a world of peace, love, and tranquility, we know that we are a world at war. Now, this is a Von Weehunt big show tonight in production, the infamous epic episode 164, and it's a cult classic. This show is the border invasion and meltdown show special tonight. The start date of 4/25/2019. It's caravan after caravan. It's coming against our great country. Our command bunker has advised me we have Alexander Davis, the number one deplorable in the nation. Let's patch him through to the show. Alex, are you there tonight,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Vaughn.
How are you doing,
this
sir?
This is unreal, man. Vaughn the Barbarian and
yes.
Alex the number one deplorable. What a combination.
Yes, look the out, Barbarian and the number one deplorable in the entire world. It's you. Love it.
Unbelievable what's going on. Look at Look what's happening. Donald Trump is our president. How great is that?
No
Number
doubt.
Number one economy in the world. We are. They're breaking our doors down to get into this country. We're the number one oil producer. The figures come out today. More people are working now than ever in history. Unemployment
yes.
at an all-time low. Our military stronger than ever. Stock market's booming. Home ownership. Yeah. And if we let the libs take over, they'll change all that. They just can't wait to destroy our country, just like Obama tried for 8 years.
That's right. Obama said he would fundamentally change America for the worse, and he did. We're still recovering, you know?
He certainly did. Wow. It's unbelievable. They just want to raise your taxes about 80%. They like to kill babies.
Really.
They like open borders. You know, they want to destroy the economy, defund the military, you know, let the illegals vote, let the people in prison. Hey, there's a nice one. I like
right.
that. Crazy Bernie wants to let people in prison, murderers, rapists.
He wants them to cancel out your vote, Mr. and Mrs. America. So you walk up to the polls, Alex, you vote. Some murderer on death row is going to cancel out your vote for Trump.
There you go.
How about
those
apples?
There you go, Vaughn.
Unbelievable.
You're absolutely right. Hey, think about this, Vaughn. Say there's a prison, let's say upstate New York.
Yes.
And say that the prison has 10,000 inmates and the city itself has 3,000 people in the little community. Okay.
Yes.
They get to vote. And you know what? Inmate number 4217, he runs for mayor of the little town. And because of all the inmates voting, he becomes the mayor, the county commissioner, God knows who, what. This is what Crazy Bernie, the man that combs his hair with a balloon, wants to do.
Exactly. And then those same prisoners, they will vote themselves out of prison. They will pardon all their friends.
Absolutely. Let's abolish the electoral
vote. Power of the vote.
You know, let's let 16-year-olds vote. You know, and it's wait a minute.
Crazy.
I got three different personalities, so all three of them's got to vote. Now, you can't stop me from voting. I got three different people living inside me.
That's right.
They all want to vote. Don't you stop me.
They're all psychopaths. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. We all know it. I don't want them canceling out your vote or my vote. Why should they? They have not paid their debt to society yet. It makes no sense. Bernie Sanders on the street, he's just known as BS, you know?
Yep, I hear
that's his nickname. So let's talk about all the big shots that you have been meeting up there in Washington, D.C. That's where you hail from, right?
Yes, I do. I live right outside of – I live about 25 minutes from the White House in Virginia, Northern
nice.
Virginia. You live right there. We just had a big event at the Trump Hotel about a week ago Saturday.
Gosh.
Tremendous time. People showed up. We had a great time. It's moving. Vaughn, I want to bring my whole team to Phoenix, Arizona. I want to bring Lauren Winsky. I want to bring Dylan Wheeler and Grace, the whole team up
this
there.
This fall, we'll
if
have
we
a big rally.
People.
We'll have a rally.
We'll have
this
a big
fall.
Rally. If we can get enough people
you bet.
Excited in the beautiful city of Phoenix, we'll come out there. We'll do it. We're already we're getting setting a date right now for
we're going to do it.
Yep, set a date. We'll do it. We'll get us a venue and we'll do it. We're going to be in Delaware at Dover Downs coming up very soon. We'll have the date in about a week. The Republican Ladies Party is putting together
nice.
For us. Yep, we're also going to be in the hometown of the Vice President Joe Biden, Scranton. We're doing
creepy
an event
Uncle
there
Joe
real soon. Yep, we're going to do an event there. And we're going to be doing one in Dallas. So, but I'm really hot about Phoenix. I want to come there. I have a lot of friends out there.
Yes.
I want to say hello to all my friends. Hey, Cope, how you doing? And I want to come out there and do a big rally there because this is what we're about. We're doing with this Trump 2020 tour is we're combining the party of Trump with Christianity. Our flag,
yes.
Our Bible, you know, we want to stop them killing babies.
We don't want that Sharia law crap over here either.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
We don't want that Sharia law crap over here.
Exactly.
You heard me.
Exactly.
Enough of that,
yep.
Too. That's that Sharia law creep that's been coming over the entire country. Michigan's been affected. Minnesota.
Oh,
we don't want
God.
That.
Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan's over. It's over.
It looks like Mecca up there.
It's done. Yep. It's insane. In England, London, you know, come on.
They're
London
taking
is,
over. Yeah, it's Lundanistan
is
its new nickname.
Open them floodgates out. Let them all in.
That's
let
right.
them do whatever they want. Let them run your country. Let them take over. It's a
That's what they want to do.
They don't want to assimilate. They don't
no.
want to come over to this country and learn our ways like my grandfather and your grandfather did when they came over and they learned and they come over from all these different countries.
Yes.
And they become Americans. They don't want to become Americans. They want to make you, you know, bow to their laws, the things they
say submit
in.
Or die. That's what they say.
Yep.
You know,
I've read their book. I've seen what it says. And if you don't go along with them, let me tell you, ISIS never come up with cutting off a head. No.
Right.
They just went to the manual and found out where it was written and said, yeah, we'll just do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a major problem, and it's called invasion, folks. You are being invaded. We don't candy coat
yes.
things on my show. We're not going to spoon feed it to you. If it's too harsh language, then turn the dial. Go back to eating your
yep.
pizza and your chicken wings
yep.
and memorizing your stupid sports stats.
Go ahead, Vaughn. Talk.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
A lot of
yes.
America just do that, and we're sick of it.
Well,
you know?
Well, see.
Enough's enough.
Enough is enough. Let me tell you, I totally agree with you. Our biggest threat, our biggest enemy, our biggest adversary is not North Korea. It's not Russia. It's not China. I'm sorry. It's the Dems. It's the deep state. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. It's the Washington Post and Times, late night host.
Yes.
You know, open borders, socialist senators, Congress, like people like Eric Starwell and AOC, SHIT, you know, and Omar the Barbarian and Maxine Waters and, you know, Jerry Nadler. Have you seen him? He's got one eyebrow that goes shoot straight up, and he brings his pants up clean up to his neck.
Jerry Nadler looks like Jabba the Hutt's son from Star Wars. He's like a little freakazoid. That guy should be making me a pastrami sandwich at some deli in New York. You know,
is it my imagination?
Got 1 minute, sir.
Or that party is like the ugliest bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. Inside,
they are
out.
They're hideous. Now stay on board. We have a hard break here in about 45 seconds. But you're right. Okay. The Democrat Party is the party of infanticide, open borders, a weak military, high taxation, and Sharia law. Your final thoughts, sir?
My final thought is before we go to the break. You're wrong. It's not a political party. It's an occult.
I love that even better. Hang on. That's the number one deplorable in America. Alexander Davis will be with us. Next segment, stay tuned. We have a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere. The greatest station ever, KFNX, 1100 AM. Barbarian Radio, cult radio, in your face, America. I shall return.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says after talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Pyongyang is ready to proceed towards denuclearization, but they need security guarantees. Matthew Chance tells more about the meeting.
They had a big reception with opera singers singing, classical music being played. They'd had 3.5 hours of discussions. They spoke in very general terms about what exactly they talked about, peace on the Korean Peninsula, improving bilateral relations and all that. But it was very short on specifics.
A Coast Guard lieutenant accused of being a domestic terrorist is entitled to be released from custody before his trial on firearms and drug charges. Jessica Schneider reports the judge who called for Christopher Hassan's release before trial also warned he needs to be watched carefully.
The judge put it this way when talking about his eventual release, saying he's got to have a whole lot of supervision. Somebody who's got eyes and ears on him like nobody's business.
Just ahead, Friday's opening bell on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures down 17. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, expect a clear sky, low 71, with calm winds by midnight. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and hot, high 101, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear Friday night, low 71, sunny for Saturday, high 98, clear Saturday night, low 69. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 83 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Pascal. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Well, I've got plans available year-round that are good for any doctor or hospital. You get a small copay. You don't have to satisfy a great big deductible every year. And the premiums are truly affordable. For more information, give me a call at 623-980-7272. Or visit me online at AmericanHealthPro.com, and we'll do our best to help you and your family.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
You looked forward to retirement as your time to relax, but now that it's here, it turns out relaxation is overrated, and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. Call Mark Morales, First Vice President Financial Advisor, at 480-419-2016. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC.
Are you struggling to remove negative items from your credit report? Are you frustrated with the credit reporting agencies? At Trohive, we understand the importance of good credit. With our experienced professionals, idealistic solutions, and tried and tested results, we make sure that we only offer the most viable credit repair solutions at an affordable price. Collections, charge-off, late payments, bankruptcies, and more. We are the perfect solution for you. Receive a free consultation today using code TRO11. Call 480-531-2326 or visit trohive.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and have no idea where you're going and everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20, you see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
We're glad you're here. This is the Underground Pirate Radio Show from the subterranean bunker, broadcasting clandestinely to the entire world. We'll get to our VIP guest here shortly, Alexander Davis. But just know that this show will always rock you like a hurricane, America. Just know this past week that House Speaker Pelosi is taken off in God We Trust from the House chamber wall. The Pope should, in my view, excommunicate her because she has sinned against America and the people. Let's get our VIP guest back on. Alexander Davis, America's number one deplorable. He's written books. He's hobnobbed with the rich and famous and powerful elites in D.C., including the president. Mr. Davis, are you there?
I'm right here.
How you doing, sir? Yes.
A couple of things. I'm going to tell you about the temperament of our president.
You bet.
I've lived in South Florida a lot of my life, Palm Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
And, 7 or 8 years ago, I was in Palm Beach. And
I got to hear this story about you and going up to the Palm Beach Mar-a-Lago Resort.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Yep. And... When Meriwether Post owned the property, I've been on the property several times. There's a wall, of course, that goes around it. But she did something strange. On the top of the wall that went around the whole entire estate, there were broken bottles, like wine bottles and that. And it was all jagged edges, of course. And obviously Palm Beach wouldn't let her put barbed wire up. So she put these in there. So he had bought the property. And I was thinking, I wonder if he took those bottles down. That's what I was just curious. So I'm coming up A1A and I look and here's the wall. And of course the bottles was gone. All the nasty glass bottles that was jagged on the top was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two, if you've ever seen Mar-a-Lago, there's two big pillars at the front and the gates were always open at that time. I'm sure now they're not, but they was always open. And when you're coming off A1A and with them gates there, when you pull in, for about 7 or 8 feet, you can't see up the driveway until you turn in. And when I turned in, Vaughn, President Trump, at that time he was just Citizen Trump, he was standing at the end of the driveway, and I come real close to hitting him. Yes, I did.
so
the person
cool,
that
man.
I was with, I won't mention his name.
He is a survivor.
I called him the coward. All in one sentence, he said, this is the guy that was sitting next to me in the vehicle. He said, oh, my God, you almost hit him. We're trespassing. He's going to get our license plate number. We're going to go to jail. That's what he said. I went, oh, my. So I said, please shut up. I get out. And when I get out, let me tell you what his temperament was. President Trump said this. Park your car there and look around.
I'm sorry, Vaughn. If you almost run over me in my driveway or at the 7-Eleven or wherever, you're at least going to get out of me. Are you an idiot?
Right.
He did not do that.
God. Yeah, he's got a great temperament. He's a great president. We love him out here in flyover country.
Oh, my God. He just,
we don't care what the Bolshevik media says, you know?
Oh, my God. They twist and turn and spin.
They do.
And lie and add to and misquote. The man has... He doesn't fix America. He's resurrected it.
Thank you.
Completely brought it up. Look what he's done in 2 years. And then we're going to have another two, another four on top of that. And my prediction is when it's all over and said and done and everything's going great, I'm thinking, I'll write this one down for many years and call me back up and see if it comes close. I'd like to see Ivanka and Candace Owens become your president and vice president after this run. Wouldn't that be awesome?
There you go, man. I mean, two hot ladies in the White House wouldn't like that.
Woman. We got two women. Come on. If you want to play identity politics, there you go, baby.
That's right, because we all know the hottest chicks are on the right wing of America. Now, like those slobs on the Democrat side, the feminazis, the lesbos, the transgender freaks of nature. We don't know which bathroom to use. We're all on the Democrat side.
Don't hold back.
I won't hold back. I'll just tell it like it is. I mean, look at any Democrat event. They're hideous. Look at who they love. Bernie, some old, crumpled up Jewish guy from Vermont. Some old guy that the young kids think is hip and trendy. Go figure that one out with his tousled hair. And it's amazing. They just are a hideous cult, like you said earlier.
Did you hear what AOC did today or yesterday? She's put a tweet up. She saw this politician and ragged on him. She thought he was a Republican. He was a Democrat.
Yes. I heard that big gaffe she had there on Twitter. She's an idiot.
God.
I mean, come on.
God.
It's like you don't even know your own party. It's really and truly, they need to put AOC out there every day in front of 20 or 30 cameras and microphones. I want her talking nonstop, making a fool of herself in the Democrat jackass party.
Wow.
That is their symbol, you know?
I stepped into some of that new Green Deal today. Got it all over my shoe. It was terrible.
Gonna wipe it off, man. I know. Don't leave your carbon footprint anywhere in America, God forbid.
Anyway, getting serious for just a moment.
Right.
Listen,
we'll try.
They had their turn. They investigated our president. Nothing came up.
Right.
And guess what? It's our turn, baby. It's our turn.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's like there is no obstruction or collusion, and they want to relitigate the Mueller report. They want to relitigate the 2016 election. The Democrats are just beside themselves. Just face it, guys. You're losers. You lost. Just suck it up. You know,
take your seat, sit
down, and shut up. I always say either lead, follow, or get the hell out of my way.
There you go. There you go, Vaughn. I can't wait till we pull James Comey in, John Brennan, James Clapper. I can't wait to get all the other FBI agents and CIA guys.
Poor morons.
Bad cops, as we call them. And we got
and Peter Strzok.
A bunch of new stuff come in today. A bunch of news with Strzok and Page. They had more. They had some new emails that were really, really nasty and bad.
Yes.
Hey, and then when they go and you know and they get this Pfizer report and it goes on and on. And right now the inspector general, he's got some stuff on him. He's got some bars going after them. And Lindsey Graham, let me tell you, that good old boy's going to kick their ass.
Yes. Yes. Little Lindsey's going to come out and do something, you know? Watch out.
Yep.
He's unpredictable as well. So tell us very quickly. I'm sorry. Tell us about your book and anything else that's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
I wrote the Deplorables for Trump, but it was really a combination of people just sending me their stories during the election. It's all their story. I put them in. I didn't even edit them. I put them in. I put by in, you know, the thing about almost running over Trump. I met Hillary at the coffee shop where I live called the Mug and Muffin, right here where I live.
Can't stand that woman.
And she was inside.
Dragon
and
lady.
I waited. I could have went in because they knew me, so I waited, and she came out. I thought I was going to get arrested. And she came walking out. There was about 60, 70 people out in front of the coffee shop. And I looked right at her and I said, "Hey, Miss Hillary," with a nice voice. And she stared right at me. I said, "What happened in Benghazi? What did you do to them 30,000 emails? And aren't you ashamed?" I tagged it with this, Vaughn. "Aren't you ashamed that with your husband in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky, you could heard a pin drop?" And all of a sudden my brain went, "You idiot. The right. Secret Service men are going to take you down right here." And everything stood still. They hustled her into the SUVs. God. They all pulled away.
Love it.
But two Secret Service men were still standing there. And then my brain went, "Oh, they were waiting for her to leave first before they handcuffed you." So as soon as she got out of sight, Vaughn, they looked at me and they started laughing. And the one guy said, "Man, I can't believe you said that." They couldn't stand her.
Yeah, they really can't. I mean, there's no love there at all. I mean, the Secret Service can't stand her and vice versa. God, I love it. Great story. Alexander Davis, our VIP guest tonight, the America's number one deplorable. I want to thank you, sir, for coming to the show. We're going to have you on a lot more.
It was an honor and a privilege. Vaughn, tell your callers to they'll back this and they'll say they'll support it. I'm coming out with my full team with Lauren and Dylan and Grace and me and the superheroes. We're coming out. And we'll do it. I want you to come be part of it.
I will.
And we'll do about 3 hours there, and we'll laugh, and we'll cry, and we'll shout, and we'll glorify God, and we'll hug that flag, and we'll just have a grand old time.
We're going to do it. Thank you, Mr. Davis, Alexander Davis,
folks.
Thank you,
Vaughn. God bless you. God bless your listeners. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. The number one deplorables on my show. We are proud to be the dregs of society. The Barbarians, the Black Sheep Squadron. We shall return. We're here every Thursday. We are a force to be reckoned with. This is the Von Wien Show. We mean business.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Own or manage a local business? Online marketing absolutely needs to be part of your growth strategy. It doesn't have to be a difficult, daunting, and expensive task, and Search Control is here to help. With over 9 years in the Valley, they are truly experts in local marketing. Whether it be ranking in Google, managing Facebook ads, or building a new website, they handle it all. Meet with the owner one-on-one for a free one-hour strategy session. Only good things come from a conversation. Call 480-626-7166 or visit searchcontrol.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
We know that there are two seasons in Phoenix, summer and nice. And nice is here. So is the brand new 2020 Camelback Toyota Corolla. 40 million sold worldwide already, and with good reason. Efficiency, comfort, and power. Just what you expect from Camelback Toyota. So let's go places. Camelback Toyota is on Facebook, on the internet at camelbacktoyota.com, or just call Camelback Toyota at 602-464-7261.
just around the corner at 16th Street and Camelback, in the heart of the Camelback Quarter.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Just know that in the America of today, that getting off your couch to do anything, to do something tangible for the country, will now brand you as a domestic extremist in the eyes of the Beltway or the mainstream media. They're all Bolsheviks in my view. And in my view, I would say this. Let me get this straight, America. We have an army with millions of men. We spent $850 billion on the military last year alone. We have all that. So when push comes to shove, we decide to allow ourselves to be disarmed and then to allow in more millions of Mexicans and other Central Americans and gang members, and we don't even offer any token resistance at all. America has wars all over the world. I just guess there's too much drug money flowing over the border and too much contraband for our government elites to do anything about it, Yeah, you heard me. They're in Washington, D.C. We know you're listening. Because apparently our border is the only place that the Pentagon doesn't even want to fight. They fight all over the world. 10,000 miles away, no problem. Iran, no problem. Syria, we're there. But on the American border, no, can't do that. Why, that's dangerous. We might get shot at by some cartels. Now, think about that. Our government is always trying to distract Americans to fight in Iran or Syria or the Middle East or those hellholes over there. Yet the real fight, like I've been telling you for years, is much, much closer to home. And they can't stand it. We mentioned that. They hate it when we observe and notice all what's going on. They want you all flying blind. I don't want that at all. I want your eyes to be wide open. I want you to be alert. Because what happened in early April on our border, in my book, is an act of war. Make no mistake about it. We also have armed cartel members on our side of the border roaming the deserts, reported by our ranchers to our show and our station, and making our forces stand down by some other reports that have never made the mainstream news. I say it's game on out there, my fellow Americans. Lock and load. Be alert. Be vigilant, especially you ranchers. You're on the front lines of this war. The situation will not end pretty, folks. We are being invaded. Make no mistake about it. For many of you are calling the show, we will get you on. Let's get the Paul the Gladiator from his North Valley compound. Patch him through to chime in tonight. How's it going, Paul?
In.
Yes,
good,
sir.
Man. How are you?
Good.
Good, man. Yeah, I think, you know, we do have a homestead law here in Arizona. So any rancher that wants to open fire on any coyote with a gun on his U.S. soil, land, and his property is more than lawful in shooting them down.
I agree. I agree. Invaders have no rights. And when they say that they're here to seek asylum, you seek asylum from your country. You don't go over the border to our country and then invoke asylum. Asylum seekers historically have always went to the U.S. Embassy in Guatemala or Nicaragua to apply for asylum. But now they let them walk up here, Paul, and march in. And then apply for asylum. It's back asswards.
They're already in Mexico. They should apply for asylum in Mexico where they can assimilate, speak their Spanish language, move there, live there, not be attacked by their government or gangs.
Right.
Just don't go to Ciudad, you know, below El Paso, because the gangs will get you there. Stay away from the gangs, and Mexico's got plenty of land.
Right.
There's plenty of beaches.
Yes.
More beaches than we have. You could put a hut on the beach in Mexico and be much happier than trying to cross our border.
Yes.
And then coming into Yuma, raiding the food bank, staying at a former Salvation Army or in a church, then getting bussed up here to Phoenix, and then standing on a corner
yes.
in 120-degree heat, raping our white girls
yes.
who get put in jail for three meals a day and a roof in a jailhouse.
Right. Three hots in a cot. They don't care. That's a better life than what they had in Guatemala. They want to be arrested. They want to commit crimes. Not all, but a lot of them do, and they've even said it on the street. I used to work in downtown Phoenix. I know. It's crowded with illegals. Stand outside of a Goodwill store, hundreds in front of that Home Depot on Thomas Road. Go
right.
to Washington, Van Buren, in the bowels of the city. They're everywhere walking around. And they need to get some money somehow, and they're going to rob you to get it.
Yeah, and they're not just in the bowels. They're leaking north because
right.
you can't go further south
of the
mountain. Albuquerque cops, they don't let them in there, so they got to go north.
And that's
north
right.
is where it's going to be dicey in about 2, 3, 4 years. And
I agree. You can't get away from it. I don't care where you live in the valley. You better be armed. You better have some ammo, because in their countries, they will crawl through your window at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's
yeah.
a national pastime in Mexico and those countries. And if they, it's a fact. It just is. They have bars on the windows there of most homes. If you ever travel in Mexico, look at the windows and the doors. Bars yeah. everywhere.
Everywhere. Rocky Point's got
Why
bars
is that?
Everywhere.
They,
right.
They know there's millions of local people without money and jobs, and they're going to crawl through your window to eat, to drink, you know,
yep.
to
yeah.
steal.
And, yeah, let's get Alexander Davis and his crew out here, and I can get a venue there in Scottsdale on the 101 loop. You already
We're going to have
that.
A rally. We're going to have a rally. Yes, sir.
We can do a daytime beach club rally, and then an evening big rally above on the top. You know the venue I'm talking about.
Yes.
So invite that group. I had a lock and load. I'll talk with the owner, and we'll have a beautiful day and night event all day, all night.
We're going to do it. Paul, thank you so much, sir, for calling the show.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you, Paul. Let's get Brett the Surfer on, surfing off the coast of Mexico, giving us his intel report on the on the latest caravan. Brett,
hey, Vaughn,
you're there.
Yeah, I'm tracking it right now,
nice.
Man.
What's going
well,
on,
good,
man?
Last time I talked to you, I was surfing Caesar's Palace. But
I know. You're living large.
Yeah, you know, it's so true,
it.
You know, what's happening, you know. We just have to really we have to be aware, you know, and you have to be alert of what's going on.
We're a border state, and we're being invaded, man. And, I know, Trump's the only guy I see up there trying to beat the heads of the bureaucrats in D.C. to do something about it, you know.
Yeah, it's true, and I hope that I really think there are some positive things being done. You know, now that Biden's in the running, it'll be he's getting close. Is he 78? Is he 78 now?
creepy Uncle Joe.
yeah,
he's the uncle that you always wanted or never wanted to have. I should put it. You know what? Let him run. On his so-called record. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. He'll
be one of the first that'll be out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a scary lot. I mean, you look at basically it's Marxism, socialism, and just what Bernie Sanders is pushing, you know, is just, it's just so much hypocrisy there with him.
I agree. It's total
you know,
BS. Brett, thank you so much, sir. We're short on time
All
tonight.
Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Love the show, man.
That's Brett the
All
Surfer
right.
surfing somewhere. Folks, we're so glad you're here. Our military must stay armed and be armed. I'm not here to curry favor, to millions of people who in reality consider themselves to be sheep. I could care less about acquiring more numbers, as I know exactly what I am doing. My battle plan is set in stone. I am only focused on putting on a great show each week for you and the nation. But what I say here does leave the radio station, as I practice what I preach, and so should you. We are a world at war. This is the Von Wien Show, where we fight against entrenched power, and we speak truth to it every Thursday night. God bless you all, and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers.